Hi guys, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Yossi.
And welcome back to
That's on Period,
a podcast by the Period Poverty Project.
What's up, what's up, what's up? We are stoked to be back with you all today, and even more stoked about this episode's topic. Drum roll, please. Menstrual myths! Woo! It's super important that we all know our facts about menstruation, because there's a lot of misinformation out there that results from people avoiding talking about menstruation and reproductive health.
And a lot of times these myths can be dangerous because they are often used to degrade people who menstruate, which is not cool.
All right, without further ado, let's debunk some period myths. And remember,
it's not awkward unless you make it awkward. All right. Myth number one. This is probably the one we get asked about the most, and one that I actually believed for quite a while, but it's that you spend a lot of time with another menstruator that your periods will sync up, which means you guys will be menstruating at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, and or experiencing the same, like, effects of your period.
Right, like cramps and, like, things like that. So, the consensus on this one that we found when we were doing our little research is that overall it is not scientifically proven. So there was a large study done by Oxford in partnership with Clue, which is a period tracking app. Actually, my period tracking app of choice.
Shout out.
Is it yours, Yas?
I don't actually use a tracking app.
Okay. Awkward.
But yeah. If I did, yes. In fact, I should probably set it up. But
perfect. Okay. So over 1,500 menstruators were studied in this study, and in the end, they did not find some significant data to show that periods sync up when you spend more time with other menstruators.
However, there was a smaller study done in 2017 that did indicate somewhat of a correlation, but we cannot be sure that this is 100% true.
We do have one lead, though.
Yes, my mother actually seems to believe that it is true just because of her own experience. She said that she's lived with multiple women in her life, and that they did sync, I guess. But, you know, that could have been chance, so
yeah,
you never really know.
So overall, we're going to say that we cannot say that this myth is actually true because, you know,
it's all about the scientific evidence.
Yeah.
If it's not there, you can't really ride the wave.
Exactly. All right.
All right. Myth number two. Periods are super regular, aka they come every 28 days, and it lasts exactly 1 week.
We can tell you from science and from personal experience that this is absolutely not true. For example, I do not get my period exactly 28 days. I used to be a little all over the place, and now I'm pretty consistently, I have, a lot of periods. I have them, every, three weeks-ish, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine usually, don't last the same amount every time. It changes every time. Sometimes they last a week, and sometimes they last a lot less. And then also, I get mine, very sporadically, so, you know.
Yeah. Especially, right when you first get your period, there's a lot of, skipping a month or, having two per month or just, something crazy like that. So it's definitely not something to be worried about.
Yeah, that first, year specifically, or even a couple of years, I feel like it was a couple of years for me. It'll just, you know, not be super regular, but it also depends on the person. Some people get it and they go right into a very uniform cycle, so.
Right. This is kind of related to the myth that if you miss a single period that you're pregnant. Obviously, this is not the case because it's just not super regular like that. Mm-hmm. And you might have a heavy period followed by a super light one, followed by, you know, so it's just everybody's different, and it's just the way your body is reacting to the environment and everything like that, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Moving on.
Myth number three is that all women menstruate and that all menstruators are women. This is not true. So people who were assigned female at birth and have female reproductive systems and organs do menstruate, but this is not linked to gender identity at all.
It's important to remember that there are many non-binary, trans, gender creative, or other people who either do or do not menstruate.
And there's also a lot of like in between and gray areas when it comes to people who are, for example, undergoing gender confirming hormone therapy, or people who are born intersex in terms of like either chromosomes or reproductive organs or something like that.
Pretty much the bottom line is that menstruation is not a binary experience, and that's why it's so important to use inclusive language, inclusive branding and marketing for period products, and to make menstrual products accessible to all people and not just cisgender women.
Yeah. Right. Like, for example, like a lot of times I've read about how menstruation can be like a cause of gender dysphoria for a lot of people. So like, for example, let's say it's like a transmasculine person and they have a period and they're shopping for period products, and then they see like that the marketing and the branding of the products is all like super pink and floral and things that like could be, I guess, traditionally or stereotypically considered feminine things. That can be a cause of dysphoria for a lot of people. So that's why it's super important to use just inclusive everything when we're talking about menstruation. Because for so long it's been like, oh yeah, period are women's issue.
Yeah, exactly. Just catching yourself when you're saying like, oh, woman with her period. Like, no, a menstruator or like someone with their period. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Myth number four.
Mm-hmm.
Tampons break the hymen.
Or like tampons like will render you not a virgin anymore.
Yes.
Pretty much this is not true, because there's like a gap in the hymen and it's very flexible and it can stretch to like accommodate a tampon. Or sometimes it's usually just like not very affected at all. And I feel like the reason why it's important to talk about this myth is because like a lot of times this myth has been used, especially in like Christian countries and stuff like that, saying that like using a tampon will like take someone's virginity. It's like kind of like limits the freedoms of menstruators in a way, because like tampon can afford you to be able to like do a lot more things. Yes. You can go swimming, you can be more active.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of times more comfortable.
And it also just takes away like a choice, which is never a good thing.
Yeah, that's the bottom line there.
Yes.
Right, so it's important to realize you use a tampon, you can still be a virgin. Yes. It's not mutually exclusive.
Yes, if you want to use a tampon, use a tampon.
Exactly.
By all means.
If you're too scared,
too scared like one of us.
Again, plug for the first episode. I feel like we're always plugging the first episode.
Yeah, go listen to our first episode for some tampon stories.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, myth number five is that your period stops in water.
This is not true.
Yeah.
our friend, who is a water polo player, actually brought this myth to our attention. I've actually heard it too. I heard it before and I somewhat believed it.
Me too.
I didn't know why. So I didn't know why. I just believed it. But I just believed that it slowed down.
Right. Like, okay. So upon further research, however, we realized more that it's like, it's actually that when you're in the water, like if you're in a pool, for example, because the water pressure is higher than the air pressure would be outside of the pool, the pressure might make it harder or like less likely for the blood to come out, but you still are bleeding. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times it still can come out. So I absolutely would recommend still using a product like a tampon or a cup when you're in the water. And so your period does not stop in the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
So make sure you're protected in the water. I'm sure you know that. But, All right. Shout out Alex Caffiti for bringing that to our attention.
Right.
Number six, you can't get pregnant on your period. This is not true.
You can.
You can.
You can. Obviously, like, there's a lot of stuff going on with, like, the cycle of, like, when you're ovulating and when you have your period, those don't exactly line up. But the way that it works is that you are still, like, I guess you could say fertile during your period. Mm-hmm. You can get pregnant.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Yep. It's as simple as that. You can't get pregnant on your period.
Yeah.
Myth number seven is that periods can attract sharks in the ocean. So you should watch out and avoid swimming in the ocean when you're on your period.
Not true, guys.
Yes. I don't know, not much to say about this. It's kind of just a myth. Like, unless, I don't know.
We threw this in there kind of for fun. But, I mean, obviously, we're also assuming that you're protected in the water and you have a tampon in. But,
right.
Yeah.
I think it maybe this stems from, like, the whole thing of, like, sharks can, like, quote, smell blood or something like that. I mean, you know what? If you're on your period, go ahead and swim in the ocean. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah. That's pretty much the extent of that one. All right. Myth number 8. You're supposed to get your period by an exact age of, like, 12 to 13-ish, which...
It's true for some people, but it is not true for everyone. Right?
Yeah.
So I think that the age that they often tell people, like, medically normal, typical, is to be between 8 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, a lot of variability there.
Yes. I think there's definitely more on the, like, later side. Like, there's can be people who are 15 or even 16 getting their period.
Right.
And it's just because, like... because of their body.
Right. Everybody's different. I think the reason why they give that range is just so that, just in case you're like 15 or 16, haven't gotten it yet, then I think that might be the good time to go talk to your doctor and just make sure that there's nothing wrong.
Yes.
It's not that it's wrong that you're not of your period, but just make sure there's no other underlying issues that are preventing that.
Exactly. You don't want to just ignore it.
Right.
But, But yeah, in terms of, like, how you feel about getting your period, like, if you get it early, like, you should not be ashamed just because no one else has it yet. If anything, you should be proud. You're going to probably be someone who a lot of people, like, look to for, I don't know, help or...
Absolutely.
Someone with experience, but,
yeah, but really, just, again, everybody's different, so there's no, like, super normal age, like, you should get your period at 12, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Myth number 9 is that you lose lots of blood during your period. Like, I have heard, like, we've talked to some people, like, before, some non-menstruators, in fact, that have been, like, how much, like, is it, like, a cup? Like, is it, like, a lot?
Is it a gallon?
Definitely not a gallon. It's definitely more like,
not a gallon.
Yeah. It's more like an average of, I think it's 6 to 8 teaspoons, which if you just think about that, it doesn't seem like too much. I don't know. Sometimes when you're actually like bleeding, especially when you're using a pad, it feels like a lot of blood.
Mm-hmm.
But in actuality, it's not that much. And I think I've heard a lot of people say when they try a menstrual cup,
mm-hmm.
you can actually kind of see exactly how much. And it's like, oh, that's not even that much. So
yeah, exactly. So interesting. If you're curious to see how it looks, you can either A, try a cup if you're a menstruator, or B, go get your teaspoon, measure it out, 6 to 8, and then, you'll have a visual representation.
Exactly. Or if you're, like, medically concerned that you're bleeding too much, which can actually sometimes be a problem.
Yes, that's true.
Try a cup and just see, you know, how you line up with other people. But again, everybody's different. So, like, one person's, like, super heavy period will be another's really light one. So, it just really depends on, on the menstruator.
Exactly. Heavy flow versus light flow.
Right.
I have a light flow.
Me too.
All right. Number 10, last but not least, periods are dirty or shameful. Not at all true.
Right.
Shouldn't even be considered. At any point.
Right. But sadly, this myth is perpetuated through many, many cultures. For example, like people who think that, like, menstruators should not go into the kitchen when they're on their periods, that they should, like, stay away from the crops because they bring bad luck or, like, evil spirits, that they shouldn't touch anyone, shouldn't get near any non-menstruators, anything like that.
Shouldn't go into, like, a temple or something like that, which actually brings me to my next point. Which is that the Bible specifically says word for word that a woman should be considered unclean for the 7 days that she's menstruating. And also, quote, anyone who touches her will be unclean until evening. So the Bible kind of, like, references it as something that's unclean.
Yeah.
Which is an example of pretty much religion supporting that idea.
Right. And we see that in, like, a lot of different religions, like... Yeah, I think in Islam, menstruators should not, like, enter temples and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there is a certain aspect of it, like, super physically, like, yeah, I guess, like, there is blood coming out, like, but the way, like, describing that as unclean can be super harmful to a lot of people.
Yes.
Because then it's just, like, really placing a lot of limitations on people who menstruate, saying you're not allowed to go into this room, you're not allowed to do this activity, and,
Exactly, and even if then they're told, like, oh, never mind, you know, they're like, oh, but my religion, oh, but the Bible says this, and so it, like, just creates, like, mm-hmm. a lot of shame.
For example, one thing me and Yossi were just talking about was, like, in, I believe it's Nepal, they practice menstrual exile. A lot of people, not everybody, yeah. but a lot of people in menstrual, in Western Nepal practice menstrual exile, which is, like, sending the people who menstruate out to kind of, like, huts outside of the main home for the week that they're on their period.
Yeah.
And a lot of just terrible things happen in these huts. A lot of menstruators die of exposure. They can be raped there because a lot of people know, like, where to, like, find them, you know, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of times there's, like, starvation. It's super cold, like, things like that. And that obviously has, yeah. like, super clear negative effects. And the practice has been, like, banned by the government,
mm-hmm.
but it hasn't stopped a lot of people from doing it because it's just such a deep-rooted tradition to do yes. that, and for even menstruators themselves to consider themselves unclean and that they shouldn't, like, interfere with anyone else in the family or bring, like, bad luck on their family or anything mm-hmm. like that.
Because they've been taught that, so exactly. that's what they're going to believe.
Right, so there's just this, a lot of, like ideas like this that are just perpetuating, like, through generations and just super deep-rooted things that we have to really, like, work to stop at the root, which we yes. believe starts with
and debunk
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that starts with education about menstrual hygiene and management and just about what even is menstruation,
mm-hmm.
so that everyone realizes that it is a very normal thing,
exactly
healthy and a necessary biological process.
Yeah, just talking about it
exactly
as we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, those were all our myths for today.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any more, feel free to reach out to us, our yes. email.
Or any questions anytime ever. We're always happy to talk, periods.
Yes. Make sure you check out our super cool website, theperiodpovertyproject.org.
Mm-hmm. And support our organization, which is called The Period Poverty Project. We work here in San Diego to provide menstrual products to menstruators in need, and also to obviously debunk the stigma around menstruation, which is what we try to do through our podcast.
Yes, exactly. All right. Remember, guys, spreading rumors is not cool.
Mm-mm.
So neither is spreading period myths.
Uh-huh.
Embrace the man in legend, but not the myth.
And remember that myths about menstruation can be super harmful, so it's important that everyone is educated about periods.
And that's on period. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.